We open the Scriptures once again this evening, this time to Ephesians chapter 5, reading the first 21 verses of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another, in the fear of God. May God bless that reading of His Word to our hearts. Let's look for a few moments tonight at the 16th verse, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must, by God's grace, grasp tonight the magnitude of what God is saying to us in our text. If you waste the time that He has given you, you waste your life. Redeem the time. Buy up as much time as you possibly can. Hours, minutes, seconds, days, years. Buy it up and use it as His gift for His kingdom, for the glory of His name, for your own spiritual growth, for love one for another in the body of Christ. Use the time that God has given to you in this life. If you waste the time, if you spend it on evil, if you squander it, if you do nothing with it, if you give the time to imaginations of evil, if you give the time of your life to bitterness and unforgiveness, if you give your days to drunkenness and addiction, to adultery or to greed, you waste the most precious gift that God gives now, time. Fail to press your time to spiritual advantage, to God's glory, to press the opportunities that you have to do good, to live godly in your life. And we commit the most tragic of sins. God has given to each one of us so much time. The Bible teaches us that in eternity past, God apportioned a measure of time for you. So much time for you in this life to use for His kingdom, for His glory, for His people. He's not going to give you any more than what He apportioned. What you do for God and for His kingdom must be done now within the time that God has given to you. The clock is ticking. The impact of your life hinges upon a wise, believing use of your time. It impacts eternity. Your time counts to use it to the glory of God, to use it for that eternal day when you will stand before Him. Every moment, everything we look at, every word that we speak, every situation that we are confronted with, use the time. Redeem it. Buy it. Use it for His glory. It's hard for us because of our sin and the world and the devil, yes, but it's hard for us to feel the weight, the importance of this Word of God. The devil does not want you to feel that weight, but God does. We assume that we have so much time left. We believe that there's always more time. It's almost like it's like having a lot of money in your pocket. You know you got a lot of money in your pocket. You got a wad. And so you believe that you can squander a few dollars and you can splurge because, as we say, there's more where that came from. That's the way we think about time, our life. God says, time is a coin or coins that I have put in your pocket. Spend time wisely. The sovereign God before the foundation of the world invested every moment of time into your life, that you can spend that moment of time. You might invest it. You might employ it. You may employ the seconds. Don't let your hours stand idle. You may employ them in the service of God. You must invest your time into the service of God to yield a return in that great day of God's glory. God has given to you so much time. And then, no more. Then we must step out of time to eternity, to heaven by grace, to hell in unbelief. This moment that you have to spend for the glory of God. You can never, ever get it back again. And so the Word of God says right now, while there's any time left in your life, whatever that measure of time is, God knoweth. Use it. Go full out. Go full tilt to the glory of God. Don't end up on your deathbed consumed with regret, begging if only you could do it over again, asking for more time. But God says, redeem it, buy it up, and employ it in my service. Let's consider that for a few moments tonight, redeeming the time. Let's look to the meaning, the urgency, and the motivation The meaning of the verse is clear and straightforward. The inspired apostle in this chapter has been calling us to walk as children of the light and not of the darkness. And we are to do that because we are the children of the light. In verse 14, we have learned that we have been raised from the dead by the voice of Christ, and Christ hath given us light, and therefore we must walk in the light. Verse 15 said that that means that you must walk, you and I must live circumspectly. That is, we must live very carefully. Literally, we must live ready for an inspection, always ready for the eye of God as He would inspect us. That's what it means to live as a wise person and not a fool. And therefore, to do that, we must redeem the time, for the days are evil. To walk as a child of God in the light means that you will be using your time, redeeming it. The word redeem means literally to purchase something, but to purchase it for a use, to put it to use. And so the meaning is clear. We have spent enough time in sin. We have spent enough time in idleness of this world and in things that amount to nothing. Now we must purchase up the time. We must gather together the time and we must put it to use in the service of God. Enough time was squandered and wasted when our lives were under the dominion and controlled by sin. And now every moment is important to be doing the will of God. And then the apostle says, do this because the days are evil. And I believe the meaning there is not just the obvious meaning that there is much evil in our day, and therefore it's very important for us not to add to it, not to put any time into evil as God's children. But I believe he means to say, because the days are corrupt, because the time is vanishing. Buy it up, because it's a perishing commodity. Time has death in it. Time, God's creature, is coming to its end in your life and in the world. Time is not eternal. It is given by God, but it is frail. It will pass away. It will be folded up. It will be put away by God when His purposes for time, for all time, is done. Now, God has given you a certain amount of that perishing time that soon will be done. He has given to you certain days, hours, months, and years. Buy them. As a real estate, as a person who wants property, go out and buy as much of it as you can and put it to use. This means to us, then, first of all, that we must value time. A child of God values time. A child of God doesn't want to lose time, to let it just slip away from him. Jesus said, "Wist ye not, don't you want me to be about my Father's business?" The world does not want you to be about your Father's business. It wants you to squander His time. You must see the value of time. You can never get that time back, so valuable is it. You can lose money. You can lose your investments. You can lose your equity in your home. And you might be able to regain it all. There are men who have lost empires and regained them and lost them again and regained them. You can lose relationships in this life. And by grace, you can regain them. But you can never lose time and get it back. Once it's gone, it's gone forever and cannot be in your hands again. In the parking lot, in all of our vehicles, there's a gear selection called reverse. There is no reverse in time. Time is valuable. Job 14, verse 5, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. The verse is saying that in eternity past, God determined the days that we would live on earth. No one will ever live beyond those days. No one will ever live short of those days. The clock is ticking. When each moment goes past, it cannot be retrieved again. You need to buy up those moments for God's business, in your marriage, in your family, and in your life. We must not be idle. We read in Psalm 139, verse 16, words that could be hung over your baby's crib, that were hung by God over your crib when you were born. Thy eyes did see my substance as his body, yet being unperfect in the womb. And in thy book all my members of my body were written. And then the King James has the translation wrong, which in continuance were fashioned. It should read, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. Psalm 139 is saying that God not only out of his book determined me, my body, my makeup, my personality, my looks. He wrote it all down in his book. But he also wrote down my days in that book, my lifespan, in his eternal decree. No one can write in this book but God. No one can add to this book. This is the book that God has written down. Therefore, your body was fashioned by God. Your time was appointed by God as a gift. It must be used now for God. It must not be squandered. It must not be aimless. It must not be indecisive. It must be decisive for God. If something is valuable, you spend it wisely. Our parents and our grandparents lived through the Depression. They knew that they had just so many dollars, so many nickels, so many pennies. They knew they had just so much. It was precious to them. And they made it go a long way. You have just so much time. What impact is it making for the cause of God, for your brothers and sisters, for the glory of God's name? Are you spending it wisely? Secondly, this means that we must then seize opportunities that God gives to us in our life. I would compare an opportunity to, so to speak, a parenthesis of time. I refer now to certain blocks of time, certain seasons of life, certain moments when there are certain things that you know can be done. And if they're not done then, you might never be able to do them again. Certain seasons, opportunities. The Holy Spirit came upon you. Truly, that you felt in your heart you wanted to say something to that person, to that grieving sister or brother. The Holy Spirit worked upon you that you wanted to say something to witness in the name of your Savior. But you let it pass. you didn't pull the trigger. You thought, well, I'm too busy. I don't want to get involved. Or you were afraid. Seize the opportunities that God works before you. Your children are in those first years. There's a time now for that, for those little children. Don't let that time slip away. You don't get that back. Grade school, good years, high school, special times for your family, moments. Seize those opportunities. Give yourself wholly to your children, your marriage. There's a time for everything under the sun. In a marriage, there's also a time to forgive. There's a time to reconcile. There's a time to make it right. That opportunity sometimes is missed. You cannot go back. There's an opportunity now. There's a besetting sin in your life. You finally see the Lord opens your eyes to your own folly. And you see that this sin is like a python working his way more around your body, gaining more and more control. You're aware of it. There's time now. There's an opportunity. Call the elder. Call upon God. Flee the sin. Seize the opportunity. Don't wait. Don't squander the opportunities that God gives you to work in His name. It used to be, maybe it still is, I can remember as a boy in stores at the holiday time that there'd be these speakers. You'd be in the aisles and suddenly the speaker would come on and there'd be an announcement. For the next 10 minutes, all items in the woman's jewelry section are marked off 80%. Or in the fishing department, marked off 80%. For the next 10 minutes. Opportunity. We know how to seize such an opportunity. You have an opportunity before you tonight with your husband, with your wife, with your child, with your brother. Repentance. The door has opened. The opportunity is there. Seize it. Redeem the time. Redeeming the time means, in the third place, that we must never do anything with our time that we would not do in the last hour of our life. I want to focus on the last hour of our life. Let me ask you a question. If it were to be said to you with absolute truth that you have 1 hour to live now tonight, 1 hour, and the clock is ticking, what would you do? Beloved, you immediately would see what's in your heart. You would immediately find out what's in your heart. The world would say, get drunk. Satisfy your lust. Goof off. You would probably say, I want my loved ones to be around me. And I want to be able to tell them, I love you. I love you. And if you were a parent, you would probably want to say to your children and to your grandchildren and to your great-grandchildren, hold fast. Hold fast to the word of truth in Christ. Don't ever let it go. You would say, perhaps if there were sins that you have not confessed before God, you would confess them. And if there were broken relationships, You would want those relationships mended. You would redeem your time. What you consider to be the most important issue at the moment of your death, an hour before your death, brings to the surface the priority that grace has produced in your heart. That's what we must be doing tonight. Those things. Sometimes we ask, what should we do with our time? Here's something good. Here's something better. Here's something that's the best. Beloved, you and I do not have enough time to do that which is good, to do that which is better. We only have enough time to do that which is best, that which is in our heart in Jesus Christ. That's what we must do. That's what it means to redeem your time. Do what is best for the glory of God. Do what is best to know the Lord your God. Do what is best today to honor Him. Do what is best to bring an aroma of Christ to His people. And finally, to redeem the time means do the things that will be most important in that world which is to come. In Jesus Christ, glory awaits us. Eternal glory in heaven. What will be the most important thing to you when you stand before the face of the Almighty God? Well, the most important thing is Christ, my righteousness. And that I have sought to be faithful to Him. That will be the most important thing. That I might be found, weak sinner that I am. I want to be found at that moment, faithful to Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing when you enter into heaven. That He say to me, well done, faithful servant. In Hebrews chapter 11, that's God's Hall of Fame, we read of Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Moses could have been the heir to the monarchy of Egypt. That's getting ahead in the world. But instead, he chose affliction. He chose to be identified with God's people. He could have had the pleasures of sin for a season, says the Word of God. He could have had the treasures of Egypt, but he turned his back on it. Why did he turn his back on it? We read, for he had respect unto the recompense of the word, of the reward. He feared God, who, though he was invisible, he saw him. Moses thought of the first moments that he would enter into eternal glory, and he made his choices not based upon the passing pleasures, earthly pleasures of the moment. But everything he did in life was aimed at that moment when he would stand before Christ face to face. Live with that perspective. Redeem the time. There's urgency here. There's great urgency. There's powerful urgency in this Word of God. This Word of God is urgent because the Bible exhausts itself telling us that time is short, that we are but a breath, that we are but a vapor. The scarcity of a commodity pushes up the value. As the availability and supply goes down, the value goes up. Life becomes more valuable to us because we want to put it to the service of God. Time is uncertain. We don't know how many days, how many hours, how many minutes we have. We can't secure the next moment. We have no ability to take a lasso and corral January and bring it into our fences, and we have it. It's ours. We do not have any control over the next moment. If the Lord will, we will do this or we will do that. Now, with every fleeting moment, it is important. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Let us put off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. We must not waste the time. Who wastes time? According to God's word, three people. Those involved in idleness. It's not that they are necessarily doing bad. It's that they're doing nothing for God, for His people. No drive. Life on hold, floating, without direction. This is exactly what the devil wants me to do with my time. Nothing. Nothing. Sit around. Use it to no good account. Don't use it to improve my walk with God, but just be lazy. We must ask ourselves each day, what have we done? How have we grown? How have we pressed this time? How have we used it for God's kingdom, for God's people, for my spiritual life, for others in the body of Christ? Have I used it? God wants your Redeemer. God wants all your time. Yes. All of it. He gave it to you. He wants you in Christ Jesus to use it all. The second ones are those who are involved in wickedness. Sin is wasting your life. The prodigal son, we read, wasted his substance with riotous living. He didn't just waste his substance. He wasted his first substance, but he went back to his father and he got more. Those things he could recuperate. The money. That's not the most important thing that you lose in sin. It's the time. Instead of taking that time to drive deep posts down to the river bottom of faith in Jesus Christ, he gave it for the vanishing pleasures and folly of his own sins. To be caught in the activities of sin, to use time, to use my imagination for sin. That's even worse than doing nothing with time. Will you give your time as a husband and father to another woman? Will you give your mind and your body as a believing young man or woman to drunkenness? Will you give your heart and the desires and the strengths of your heart to greed? Will we use our time to draw others into sin with us? Will we use our time to contaminate others with foul mouth, being a bad example to other believing children of God? Will we use our time to quarrel and to fight and to stir up strife and to gossip? Will we use our time for that? Finally, those squander time who are motivated only by worldly pursuits. I say only, for much of our time, as men and women, must be spent in our work. And we are not wasting time when that work has a purpose, when that work has a purpose to honor God, when that work has a purpose. We put in many hours because we have a purpose. It's our family. It's our church. It's our Christian schools. We work hard. Sometimes we don't get the time to do some of the other things we want to. And so we need to pray. We need to talk together so that we might help each other manage that time, because there's all kinds of responsibilities. And if we are busy in those responsibilities out of a pure heart, we are not wasting that time. We are using that time profitably to God. But if we pursue the earthly as our treasure, if it is our desire to be rich, if it is our desire simply to live in comfort, we waste our time with worldly pursuits. We can't, God says, you can't, it doesn't amount to anything. The earthly, what you amass, what you have, the title, that's not the important thing. You were born naked. You're going to go out naked. You must have God. You must lay up treasures in heaven. You must use your time to be rich to God. Redeem the time. For time is decaying. Remember that we have an accountability to God for the time that He gives to us. We often do not think of that. We think of our accountability to God for many other blessings, food and children and clothes and church and business and school. We are accountable. God has given those things to us. We're accountable to Him. We are accountable. You are, and I are accountable for the gift of time. With time, we can serve Him. With time, we can grow in fellowship with Him. With time, we can build each other up in the Lord Jesus Christ. With time, we can use the gift of time to bless the church. God holds us accountable, and He will ask, so what did you do with that wonderful gift of time? Did you use it? The wonderful opportunities of grace? You didn't squander it on yourself. Secondly, let us remember, as I said, that time only becomes more precious to us. What does that mean? There's less time now for me and for you to do the work that God has placed to us that's important. This is important work in time. And the more we grow in grace, the greater becomes our responsibility, not less. The more we grow in grace, as the head of your family, as an elder, whoever you are, when you grow in grace, you grow in responsibility to your fellow believers and to the church, to God. You grow in grace because He wants you to use that for His glory, for His church. And then, as you know, when you grow older, you physically diminish. So, you and I have less time, greater work, and less energy. And that's why, young people, we say to you, who have physical abilities, strength, and mind, and heart, and insight, we say to you, serve the Lord. Go full out. Go full tilt. Your eyes are strong. Your shoulders are steady. Your hands are sure. Serve God now. Don't wait till your body and mind won't let you do what your heart wants to do. And then remember the end of your time. Go to the end of the sinner's life. The sinner's life that is all around us, apart from grace in this world, we weep for them. Go to the unbelieving sinner's deathbed. Sense how he feels. His family gathers around him. They lean forward so that they can hear his words. And he says to them, "Oh, how I regret. I would pay 1,000 worlds for just one more day of time. If only I could do it all over again. But it would be no different. For apart from grace, we would live for ourselves, live for this life, live for sin." What about your deathbed? Redeem the time. Use it. Be fervent in spirit, says the apostle, serving God. Invest in the kingdom of God, in the covenant of God, in the church of God, in the people of God. Invest your time. Put your time into that. Invest everything. All your time. Into your family, your church, your Christian school, your brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Use your time for them. That's a profitable use of time. At death, you will not, if by grace, you use your time, you sought to use your time for God, you will have no regrets. You won't want any more time. You'll be ready. May God's grace give us to press every moment of time somehow into the service of our Savior and our Maker, that we may hear when He comes, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little thing, little day of time. I will make you ruler in eternity." Amen. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word. Grant now that we may heed Thy word, and that we may redeem, not squander, the time. That we may, O Lord, employ every second, hour, and day. We may invest every amount of time we have into the service of Thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter number 246.